Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Minnie Moffat takes a moment from her switchboard to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
So, Jack Pilgrim and Stella Bronson are going away again. Some people get all the luck, but all I ever get is older. Oh, well. Anyway, this trip won't do Stella any good. Because Jeff's taking his wife, too. I heard him talking to her on the phone, and am I glad? Not about Marcia, I mean. But they'll see the last of Stella for a few days. You know why? Because she's not satisfied to be seeing Jeff on the sly. She has to try to get Harry Palmer as well. She's not going to get away with it. I told Harry that if he kept on taking her out, I'd give him away about that time he made me ring Marcia and say Jeff Pilgrim was at Stella's flat. And why shouldn't I? Girl has to look out for herself. No one else will. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Millie.
Ah, listen. Have you heard the latest? Jeff and Stella are off again, this time to the West.
Well, that's nothing to get excited about.
It is for me. Wish that Bronson woman would pull out of the airplane on the way. Or else get herself lost and never come back.
What's she ever done to you?
Never you mind.
Oh. I know what you mean, all right. Look, Millie. Why don't you forget all about Harry Palmer? He's no good to you or anyone else.
No? Well, let me tell you something, Barbara Fraser.
Now, don't get cross. It's just that everyone can see through him. He's not fond of anyone but himself, and he never will be.
You only say that because he's never taken any notice of you.
That's because he knows he'd be wasting his time.
Ha ha! Sour grapes. Anyway, why shouldn't I try to keep you if I can?
If you had any sense, you'd keep your silly love affairs out of the office. You only get yourself talked about.
Well, and look who's talking. The way you go on about Jeff Pilgrim.
I never even mentioned Mr. Pilgrim.
You must think I'm blind, Fraser. As far as keeping my affairs out of the office? Well, if it's good enough for Jeff Pilgrim and his secretary, it's good enough for me. If they can get away with it, why shouldn't Harry and I?
I don't believe there's anything between Mr. Pilgrim and that Bronson woman. I never have and I never will. He's not like Harry Palmer.
You should get around a bit more. If you knew what I know about those two.
What do you know?
They used to meet at Stella's flat, but Marcia nearly caught them, and now they go to Harry Palmer.
I don't believe it. I simply don't believe it. Millie Moffat, all you do is to tell rotten lies.
I do not so. Just because you think the sun shines out of Jeff Pilgrim doesn't make him an angel. Listen, one night last week, I know, because Stella Bronson was...
Before Stella Bronson what, Millie?
Nothing. I was talking to Barbara.
Well, I give you credit for not gibbering to yourself. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Stella. I must run.
Don't let me frighten you away.
People don't frighten me, Stella. I just have to go.
What were you nattering about, Millie?
That's my business.
Please yourself. But while I'm here, you can stop twittering about Harry Palmer. For your information, the dear man doesn't interest me. So let's hear no more about you rushing around behaving like an abandoned wife.
Well, you just keep away from him, see?
Dramatics don't suit you, Millie.
I'll be as dramatic as I want to. You keep away from Harry Palmer.
Millie, I don't want to keep saying this over and over again. But there's someone here I'm much more interested in than your boyfriend.
And I know who it is, too.
Why shouldn't you? I don't make any secret of it.
Well, you just stand there and admit it.
Why not? But I'm not mentioning any names. Goodbye now. That's
two of them. Miles Hendricks and Lily Moffat. Very soon now, the attachment between Mr. Pilgrim and his secretary will become an established fact around here.
You probably think this is awfully impertinent of me, Mr. Pilgrim, but I just had to tell you.
Well, come along, Barbara. What is it?
There are one or two people around the office, Mr. Pilgrim, saying things about... Well, they're saying that you and...
Barbara, do tell me what you're trying to say.
Well,
I'll make it easy for you. You've heard a whisper or two about Miss Bronson and me, right?
Yes.
And you think I should know about them?
Seeing that they're nothing but beastly lies.
Well, it's very kind of you to come and tell me, Barbara. You see, there have been one or two misunderstandings, and they've led to a certain amount of gossip. You know how people talk.
If people can't say anything nice, they should keep quiet.
I quite agree, but unfortunately, the world doesn't go round like that. Look, the least said, the better. It all comes to nothing. You watch.
I hope it does, Mr. Pilgrim.
It will. And thanks very much anyway. Oh, before you go, you said just then, seeing they're nothing but lies. How do you know the stories are lies, Barbara?
Well, of course they are. I know you wouldn't do anything rotten, Mr. Pilgrim.
Yeah, well, it's very nice of you to say so.
There isn't any truth in the story, is there?
Not a scrap.
Oh, it's so bad. I'm so awfully tanned.
You are? Why the devil should you concern yourself?
Well, I'd better hurry back to the accounts room, Mr. Pilgrim. Mr. Campbell will be looking everywhere for me.
What do you know? Rather sweet kid, then. Pretty, too. Well, not so pretty, maybe. Just attractive.
Now, I know you'll understand what I'm going to say, Miss Bronson. Last time you went on an interstate trip with Mr. Pilgrim, there were a few small matters that were never quite cleared up.
But I'm afraid I don't understand, Mr. Fleming.
One minute you were going, and the next minute you weren't, and so on. And then you finally rushed up north a day late. On Mr. Puller's instructions, I was given to understand.
Well, the mix-up was Mr. Puller's fault.
Oh, yes. But whoever was responsible is more or less beside the point. What I'm driving at is this. We don't want any repetition of it, and we don't want any more of the misunderstandings that arose.
I didn't know that there were any misunderstandings. Not here at the office, anyway.
Perhaps I don't know enough about Mr. Pilgrim's personal affairs.
Possibly. At any rate, you're flying west with Mr. Pilgrim this time, aren't you?
Not on the same plane.
Oh? Why not?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you.
Is it something to do with Mrs. Pilgrim?
Oh, Mr. Fleming, I'm in such an awkward position. It's awful.
Perhaps you'd better take me into your confidence, young woman.
I'd like to. I really would. But it wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't be fair to whom? Mr. Pilgrim?
I can't say. What's happened wasn't my fault, Mr. Fleming. Truly it wasn't.
It would make things a great deal easier for us both if you'd tell me, frankly, just what has happened. Something between... you and Pilgrim, I take it.
I've said too much already. Oh, please, Mr. Fleming, please don't ask me any more questions. I'm doing my very best to overcome it, and I don't want to have to give up my job.
Now, I insist that you tell me. Has Jeff Pilgrim made any advances to you?
Please. Please don't make me answer.
But you must.
Well, no.
If anything improper has taken place, it's your duty to make a complaint, Miss Bronson.
No, please, Mr. Fleming. I don't want to cause any trouble. And now,
Well, there won't be any more. It won't happen again. I know it won't.
I see. Oh, very well, then, if that's your attitude and it's dictated by loyalty, then we'll say no more. But if we have any more whisperings, any more hints of impropriety, then the whole matter will have to be looked into. Do you understand now, Miss Bronson?
Yes. Yes, now I do.
Very well. That's all. And don't look so worried, girl. I'm not going to blame you in this. Cheer up.
Thank you, Mr. Fleming.
Look, Stella, while we're away, you and I and Master, I mean, it might be a bit difficult at times.
How?
Well, I'm afraid we won't be able to include you socially.
Who the dickens asked you to? Look, Jeff...
No, please don't get impassioned. There's a good girl. I'm not talking like this for the fun of it. It's just that, well, that... Surely you understand.
Everyone's charging about here asking if I understand. And I do, and it's a good job I have a placid disposition.
Yeah, I know. And you will rally round, won't you?
Yes, I'll rally round. I'll come down to meals separately and sit at a different table and not wave at you across the dining room. Don't worry, Jeff, I'll rally round.
Oh, hang it, Stella. What's the matter?
Well, it is funny, really. For the sake of your domestic harmony, you can ask me to do things you couldn't possibly ask your wife. And I'm only a beastie's secretary. What a toss you're going to take soon, Geoffrey Pilgrim. I've given Miles Hendricks plenty to think about, and Millie Moffat plenty to whisper about right through the firm. And now Percy Fleming is certain you've been a bad boy. If only I can keep your wife from coming to the West with you, when we get back, I'll accuse you straight out of doing what they all suspect. If only we can keep Marcia here.
We invite you to listen to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.